Neatness and Order at Camp Meetings. 1889. Brethren, in our camp meetings, everything should be so arranged as to impress both our own people and the world with the sacredness and importance of the work of God. Wherever they are located, our camp meetings are preaching louder than do the ministers. The regulations observed in the encampments of the Israelites are an example to us. It was Christ who gave those special directions to Israel, and he intended them for us also, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We do not need a new revelation on these points, but should study carefully the specifications in God's Word and practice these directions as the will of God. Let everything connected with the encampment be pure, wholesome, and cleanly. Special care should be given to all sanitary arrangements, and men of sound judgment and discernment should see that nothing is permitted to sow the seeds of sickness and death throughout the encampment. Some of our leading workers are in danger of becoming careless in these matters, forgetting that when the Lord has seen it a necessity to speak once on these things, it should be enough. We know His will, and any departure from it to follow ideas of your own is a dishonor to His name, a reproach to His sacred truth. Everything that relates to the worship of God on earth is to bear, in appearance, a striking resemblance to heavenly things. There must be no careless disregard in these things if you expect the Lord to favor you with His presence. He will not have His work placed on a level with common, temporal things. Humble yourselves, purify your souls through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, but do not in any sense degrade the truth and put Christ to shame before the world. The most solemn obligation rests upon the church to maintain the elevated character of the gospel of Christ.